Owner Patty Reeves and her husband Dean are back in the Kentucky Derby with a little horse by the name of Tax. And actually, he's not so little. Got a look at him on the racetrack earlier today, and he is a beautiful horse. He comes in from New York, and Patty makes the way up from their home base in Atlanta, Georgia, with her husband Dean. And Patty, welcome back to the Kentucky Derby. Your first time here with a horse, anyway, since Mucho Macho Man.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
Who can right. forget the Macho Man? What's the experience been like this time around?
It's phenomenal. It's just great to be back. The city is so full of hospitality, such a wonderful city to be back in, and we're just excited to be here.
When you look back on that first trip to the Derby with the Macho Man, and I know how much he meant to you and to your husband, Dean, and to everybody that was associated with him, what things come to mind when you think about that first Kentucky Derby visit?
I remember pulling up for the first time and seeing the Twin Spires. And that was just overwhelming. We just sat in the car, Dean and I. It was early morning, and the dawn was breaking, and we just looked at the Twin Spires. I'm going to cry. And said, I can't believe we're here. We're just winners just to get here. It was just such an emotional, overwhelming experience.
Where did that love affair with horse racing begin for you and Dean?
Well, for Dean, it began longer ago than for I. However, we got into it together in 2009 when we were on vacation and met a couple in the Turks and Caicos Islands who introduced us to the sport. We'll be forever grateful to them for opening that door to us. And then we started buying horses just a little bit at a time. And then it was shortly after that that Dean picked out Mucho Macho Man and took us on that ride.
And for a brief moment, you kind of have a sense of what it might feel like to actually win the Kentucky Derby because Mucho Macho Man ran such a good race there. Take me back to that moment when you're watching that stretch run and you're thinking, maybe this could be a reality. What was that like?
It was overwhelming. He was coming up strong. And, you know, Animal Kingdom was out front, but boy, we almost got second. I mean, we were really close. And I remember when we didn't win, there was this moment of like, okay, well, we didn't win. But then it hit me later, like, wow, we finished third in the Kentucky Derby. That's pretty darn good. So to be in the money, we were thrilled. We had 50-plus friends and family here with us. We had a reporter from our home newspaper. It was just great. It was a lot of fun.
How many people will be here this year with Tax?
Well, Dean said we're going to pare it back, and we're not going to have that many people. So I think we have about 30.
Still a good number.
Still a good number, yeah.
And that's part of the fun of being involved with
Absolutely.
Horse racing in general, right?
Yes, exactly. The connections are unreal. We just love it. It's better than any, we say this all the time, it's better than any family reunion or wedding and anything like that. It's just more fun.
You have made a pretty good connection here this year with Tax and some of the people that are going to be involved with him, not just you and Dean, but there are other people involved too. Tell me about some of the things happening around Tax.
Well, our partner in Tax, Randy Hill, he also owns another Derby horse, Vekoma, so he's absolutely on cloud nine. Randy is 73 years old. He's been in horse racing almost all his life, and he has never won a grade one race. And I think he told our trainer that if he wins a grade one, he's going to buy him a car.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So he has told me that if he wins a grade one, I think he's going to die. And I said, please don't do that. But he's really over the top about being here. So
there are some other elements involved, too. You partner with the folks at Dean Dorton CPAs, which I think is a great partnership considering the name of the horse, Tax.
Oh, my gosh.
And our
Absolutely.
Good friend Jen Shaw and the entire team do a great job over there. Tell me about that and how that came about.
Wow, that was really serendipitous. So, of course, when we got the horse named Tax, my brain started working on, you know, wow, that would be a fun horse to sponsor. So we sort of dipped our toes in the water a little bit with an agent that was had some feelers out, and it didn't pan out. And, you know, we only had, like, what, 3 weeks after the wood to know we were in the Derby for sure. So we were just – I was focused on finding a dress and getting ready to come and all that. So I happened to see on Facebook one day that a good friend of mine, who I had not seen in like 25 years, was going to be she was nominated to walk in the breast cancer survivors walk on Friday. And I said, oh my gosh, I didn't know she was sick. We hadn't been in touch in a long time. So I reached out to Donna Logston, who I knew was from Louisville, Kentucky. And I reached out to her and I just called her and I said, Donna, I would love to see you when we're in town. It's been so long. You were such a great friend of mine when we worked together at 3M National Advertising in 1991.
Wow.
So I just called her and I said, so, and then we're talking and I said, so what are you doing these days for work? And she says, oh, I work for this CPA tax firm in Louisville. And I said, oh, that's funny. Well, we own a horse named Tax. And her characteristic way, she says, hey!
Well, Donna is here as well. And Donna, first of all, congratulations on being your survivor. So courageous.
Thank you.
And really looking forward to seeing you make the walk on Friday with that Oaks walk and that cancer survivor walk here at Churchill Downs. It is so emotional. We get a chance to broadcast the walk as part of our coverage here on the network. And it's one of my favorite things to do all year long.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, special, huh, to be involved with Patty and to be reunited again after all these years. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I don't know what to say because it is overwhelming. I had tears when I seen her and walked up to her a while ago. I mean, it was so emotional. I was just so happy. The whole connection, you know, to see her again, the Oaks Walk, and now for the company I work for that I love to be able to sponsor this horse.
How hard will you be cheering for the horse tax on Saturday?
Oh, you know it.
And I guess you'll be part of the 30-person entourage on Saturday as well?
I'm not sure about that. We're going to play it by ear.
I just set Patty up for that on national radio here. Yeah, see? So you better get her a ticket.
All right, I'm working on it.
Well, it's so special, and I'm so happy that this worked out, and it's amazing the way these things come together. And because of that association, Dean Dorton has become involved as a supporter of TAX, sponsoring the horse. Jen Shaw is with Dean Dorton. Jen, this is something that's very personal to you as well and very special to be involved.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It really has come full circle. You know, as you know, we've worked together on many owner view conferences and other national events. And, you know, our firm loves to be involved in horse racing and working with horse and farm owners. And so for Patty and Donna had to not only have a personal connection, but then to also have a horse named Tax. All the cards align this year, which is really special.
Yeah, interesting that back in February you came to our studios in Lexington. We did an interview to talk about different tax incentives and things that folks could look for when they were preparing their taxes. And a listener had sent in a tweet and asked a question, and they said, ask her if she likes the horse Tax to win the Kentucky Derby. Now, this back in February, mm-hmm. and you gave a great answer.
Yeah, I said, I like the silks, I like the name, so I'll support the horse. And I stand by that. So I don't know if that makes me a great handicapper or not, but I certainly hope to see Tax in the winner's circle on Saturday.
Oh, it's a great relationship and a great fit for a horse like this to have Dean Dorton involved. And Dean Dorton is a company that supports horse racing, certainly through this initiative, but through many others too.
Sure, and we actually did an email for our group yesterday and realized that 8 out of the 14 Oaks horses we have a connection to, and then 8 out of the 20 Derby horses we're involved with. So it's really fascinating to see how deep our ties are to the industry.
Yeah, and the story gets even better. Patty, you were telling me when we talked on the phone the other day that as part of this, the sponsorship money that goes to Tax, you, your husband Dean, will be donating it back to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So that's outstanding.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. To honor Donna, yes.
And I'll give you one more layer to this story. Of course, Dean Dorton is sponsoring our trackside reports here on the Derby Countdown shows throughout the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning when the horses come on the track. We're calling it Tax time because Tax is one of the horses that's out there training in that 15-minute window. As part of what we're doing to give back, we are going to also donate all of the sponsorship money that goes to HRN back to the Breast Cancer Foundation. So all of that money will be going there too.
Fabulous.
No, it's spectacular. Thank you for steering us in this direction, and it's a wonderful story. Donna, God bless, and enjoy the walk on Friday. I know it'll be a very emotional time.
And cheering you on.
And go Tax.
Go Tax.
Go Tax. Jen, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. And it's tax time, and tax season is extended.
Well said. Thanks, ladies.